Blog Talk Radio.
Apostle, Prophet, Micah Shakespeare, amen. We do give glory and praise and worship to God who is our life, amen. To all the intercessors we give honor to, amen. We give honor to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. It is another day, beautiful day in Zion, amen. I'm glad and I'm excited about what God is doing. I am excited about your future, hallelujah. For the word says what's to come is better than what's been, and we really and truly just thank God for what's getting ready to take place on the show today, man. I am in great expectation that God is going to move by his power, that the Holy Ghost is going to come in and have his way on today, amen. I don't know about you, but I am truly indeed excited about what God is doing in this season. Hallelujah, in this day and time, amen, because this is a day and time that the Lord is really just pouring out his glory and his spirit upon all of us. Amen. And he is shown to be so grateful and merciful toward us in spite of ourselves. And that's how we should be in this day and time. We really need to show love and compassion toward our fellow brother and sister. Amen. I was quiet and I was like, Lord, what is it? What is it? What is it? He was telling my spirit about Cain and Abel. Hallelujah. And how we have so many Cains and Abels in the world today. Amen. When Cain slew Abel, hallelujah, and we got people that slaying each other every day. Hallelujah. Young people slaying each other. They slaying their mothers and fathers. Amen. But to God be the glory. He would not allow the enemy to come to our dwelling. Amen. So we're going to get ready and open up some mics here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to see who is this. This is one of our intercessors, I believe. Area code 864.
Hi, Pastor Darrell. This is Sylvia.
Praise the Lord, Evangelist Sylvia. How are you?
Hi, Prophet Darrell. Just fine.
Oh,
you?
You sound like you got some joy this morning. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, I do.
Oh, my God. Are you coming to the wedding?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I'll see you next week then, or this week then.
Am I coming where now? Uh-oh. I'm sorry. What'd you say?
What? Are you coming to the wedding?
Oh, no. I wish. I wish I was coming. No, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see who else we got on the mic here. Hold on.
Okay.
Eric Cole, 586.
Hi, Prophet. This is Althea. How are you? Hi, Sylvia.
Hey.
How are you? How are you today?
I'm great. And yourself?
I'm wonderful. I wonder if this is my birthday down here. Let's see. Well, she ain't pressed one, so it must not be my birthday. Amen, amen, amen. And it's good to hear y'all beautiful voices on the show today. I thank God for you all calling in. Amen. And we come to know today in word and worship ministry. Hallelujah. We come to give God some worship and give God some praise on today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God for the things that he is yet doing for us. Amen. Sylvia, come on and take us to the king this morning.
Okay. Let me step away for just a second and I'll do just that. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name, God, for you are holy, God. Oh, God, you're such a wise God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for being Jehovah, God, for being the great I am that I am, God. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, for watching over us, God, for keeping us through the midnight hour, God. Oh, God, for watching over us. We travel up and down the dangerous highway, God. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us, God. Oh, Father, let us forgive, God, as quickly as you forgive us, God. Let us not hold anything, God, against our brothers and sisters, oh, God. Oh, God, we just thank you right now, God. Forgive us, God, for anything we have done, said, any murmuring or complaining that we have done, God. Father, we ask for forgiveness right now, God. Create in us, Father, a clean heart, oh, God, and renew a right spirit in us, God. So we can stay connected to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord, that we can come into your presence, oh, God, and worship you, God. And thank you, Lord, for this day that you have made, God. And, Father, we shall rejoice and be glad in it, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you hold this world in your hands, God. Oh, God, you caused the moon, God, to stay in place, God. Oh, God, you caused the sun to stay in place, God. Hallelujah to your name today, God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Almighty. And bless your name, God. Father, we lift up those that are sick, oh, God, those in hospitals, those in hospice, God, those, oh, God, that have given up, oh, God. Oh, God, blow a fresh wind of your spirit, oh, God. Oh, God, let your spirit, oh, God, Oh, God, blow through them, God. Oh, God, refresh their spirit, God. Oh, God, refresh their minds, oh, God. Oh, God, heal them, God, from the top of their heads to the bottom of their feet, oh, God. Oh, you alone, oh, God, are the great physician, oh, God. Oh, Father, they may know what the doctor said, oh, God. Oh, God, but, God, let them listen to you, oh, God. Whose report shall they believe, oh, God? So, Father, we stand, oh, God, believing your word, God. You're still in the healing business, God. We thank you, Lord, for life, oh, God. Those that are in hospice, God, that they've given up on, God. God, we speak life to them right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, for those in the prison system, God. Thank you, Lord, that even though they're there, God, oh, God, you have kept them safe, oh, God. You have kept them off the street, oh, God. You have kept them out of the grave, oh, God. So, Father, begin, God, to minister to them, God, where they are, God. Oh, God, begin, God, to let them call on your name, oh, God, and repent, oh, God. Oh, God, that they may be saved, oh, God, and know you as their Savior, God. Oh, God, the lover of our souls, oh, God. Oh, God, our Redeemer, God, our peace, oh, God, and our joy, God. Hallelujah to your name, oh, God. Father, we lift up your leaders, oh, God. Oh, God, hold them, oh, God. Embrace them, oh, God. Remind them, God, that it's you that have called them, oh, God. Oh, God, give them spiritual wisdom and understanding, God. Oh, Father, let them continue, God, to build their relationship with you, God. Oh, God, give them ears to hear, oh, God, and give them eyes to see, oh, God. Stand them up right, oh, God, that when they preach your word, oh, God, your word to come forth with power and authority, oh, God, to change the hearts and minds of your people, oh, God. Oh, God, that no longer can they stay the same, oh, God. Oh, God, that their desire change, oh, God. Their desire to walk in holiness, God. Their desire, oh, God, to seek your face, oh, God. Their desire, oh, God, to be pleasing to you, God. So, Father, we thank you right now, God, for every leader that you called, oh, God. No longer can they hide out, oh, God. Oh, God, bring them forth, oh, God, to do what you called them to do in this season, God, in this time, oh, God. Let them not fear the enemy, oh, God. Oh, God, for greater is he that is in them, God, than he that is in the world, oh, God. Begin to remind them of your word, God. Begin, God, to let the word grow up in them, God. Begin, God, to let your word come forth, oh, God. Remind them, God, that it is your word, oh, God. And you said, God, your word shall not fail, God, but it shall accomplish, God, what you send it to accomplish, God. So, Father, we thank you right now for souls, oh, God, that's coming into the kingdom, oh, God. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over them right now, oh, God. Oh, God, cover them, oh, God. Let them be quick to repent, oh, God. Oh, God, while still day, oh, God. Let them repent, oh, God, when the word comes forth, oh, God. Let them not harden their hearts, oh, God, but let change take place in their lives, oh, God. Those that are depressed, oh, God, we speak life to them right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Give them the desire, oh, God, to put on the garment of praise, oh, God, to exalt your name, oh, God, to lift you on high, God. For you said when you're lifted up, God, you will draw all men to you, God. So, Father, we come to exalt your name, God. We come to lift you up, God. Oh, God, we come, oh, God, as lights, oh, God. Oh, God, as ambassadors for your kingdom, oh, God, that when your people see us, God, they'll desire to know you for themselves, oh, God. Oh, God, those that are hungry, oh, God, those that are on the streets, oh, God. Those that feel like they don't have any hope, oh, God, let them know, God, there's hope in Jesus. All they have to do is call out to your name, oh, God. You said, God, you would hear, God, and you would answer, God. So, Father, we thank you right now, God. Give them the desire, oh, God, to know you, God. Begin to bring them in, oh, God, from the streets, oh, God. Begin to bring them in, oh, God, no matter where they are, God. You can clean them up, God, and you can use them for your kingdom, God. Let us not look at them, Lord, like they don't belong, God, for they belong in the kingdom, God, just like everyone else, God. So, God, we thank you right now, God, that you're covering them, God, that you're keeping them right now, God. We thank you, Lord, for your children, oh, God. Oh, God, give them a desire to know you first and foremost, God. Oh, God, let them love you first, oh, God, that you are their first love, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, that they'll begin to walk in obedience, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that they'll begin to know who they are, God, in the kingdom, oh, God. Oh, God, they're priests, oh, God. Oh, God, they're women of virtue, oh, God. Oh, God, they're prophets, God. They're prophets, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah. And shut the enemy out, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. No longer can he confuse your children, God. No longer can he speak lies, oh, God. No longer can he deceive them with money, oh, God. No longer can he deceive them with stuff, oh, God. Oh, God, we cancel every assignment, God, off this generation, God, off of the generations to come, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. They shall live, oh, God, and they shall live and be pleasing to you, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for the seeds of righteousness, Lord. Oh, God, that it will produce after you, oh, God, even in our homes, God, even in our children, God. Oh, God, those that are right now, God, those that are in the womb, oh, God, they shall be blessed from the womb, oh, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over them, God. When they come out the womb, God, they're already set aside for you, God. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Glory, glory, glory. We magnify you, God. Oh, Father, I cover Prophet Daryl today, oh, God. Oh, God, and our intercessors, oh, God, as we continue, God, to stand on the wall, oh, God. Oh, God, use your mighty man of God, oh, God, to speak forth your word, oh, God. And when it comes, oh, God, let it take root, oh, God. Oh, God, and let it fall on good ground, God. Oh, God, that it will produce after righteousness, God. Oh, God, that your people will have a heart and a desire to know you, God. Oh, God, to walk in holiness. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, and bless your holy name. Bless you, God.
Amen.
Bless
you,
God.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Tonight, hungry for the rain in the presence of God, would you just lift your hands, invite him in. Holy Spirit, we say to you that you are welcome here. You are welcome. Have your way in the midst of your people. Your presence fills this place.
Jesus, tremble, knees bow down. And Lord, the angels
at the sound of your
Hallelujah. We come to worship our God, our Savior. Amen. Again, we are live on the radio show, standing in for Apostle Michael Shakespeare. Amen. A mighty man of God, a man of valor, a man of integrity. Amen. And I really and truly thank God we're just going to continue to lift him up in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That the Lord will restore virtue back unto the man of God. Amen. And we come to know that they come to steal, kill, and destroy. That's why we got to uncover our leader. Amen. Keep him up before the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Continue to dispatch leaders of angels on his behalf. Amen. Hallelujah. And as we would start talking about earlier part of the show, amen, how important that it is that we pray and intercede for our brothers and our sisters. Amen. Not literally talking about your natural brother and sister, amen, but we are talking about our spiritual brothers and sisters, amen. And the reason why it's so important to keep our spiritual brothers and sisters up before the Lord are because the enemy comes to attack and try to sabotage the men and women of God. Amen. And we come to know that in the Bible, it talks about Cain and Abel, how Cain was jealous of Abel. Amen. And right now today, we still have some Cains out here that's jealous and hateful. Amen. And they try to sabotage. They try to come against what God has already set before us. Oh, my goodness.
Amen.
I probably don't get no amens on that, amen, because we probably got Cain to the radio show today. I'm here to let you know I'm exposing Cain, amen, because you are a murderer. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You probably say, well, I'm not a murderer. Well, are you sitting up here talking about somebody, lying on somebody? You tearing down their character.
Yeah, killing their.
Hello,
yep. Amen.
We have a lot of people that try to come against the men and women of God. Hello, somebody.
Yes. Amen.
So we as being intercessors, amen, as us being worshipers, as us being spiritual beings, as us being oracles of God, that means we have to stand in our Father's shoes. We have to put our sanctified garments on. We got to put on our holy garments, amen, so we can be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. What the Bible says, it says put on the whole armor of God.
Amen.
Put on that helmet of salvation. Put on that breastplate of righteousness. See, the helmet of salvation, it gets you wisdom, amen. You cannot go to battle with your head uncovered. Uh-oh. That's why it's important that we keep our head covered. We got to keep the apostle covered, all because the enemy comes to come in and try to set up camp.
Uh-oh.
I'm saying somebody got quiet on me now. But let me tell you this. Hallelujah. That's why it's important to pray for leadership. What the Bible says? The Bible says pray for them that have rule over you.
Mm-hmm.
We need to pray. We always want to pray for Obama. We want to pray for the senator. We want to pray for this individual. We want to pray for our mom. We want to pray for our daddy. But what about the watchman over your soul?
Amen.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. That's why people can come in the church and sit up here and sling this and throw this down and do this and do that, try to work their witchcraft. But the Bible says, he said, I suffer a witch not to live. He said, in other words, crucify the witches. Back in the day, they used to stone witches. They used to put them on the post and burn them up. Hallelujah. But in this day and time, they don't do that now. So we have to come against the witch that's trying to come in and set up. Uh-oh. Ain't going to get no help on that. But we're talking about how we supposed to be lovers for our brother and our sisters. Hello, somebody. Just
amen.
Check this out. I want to say this. In this day and time, we really need to love on the sinners, amen, to get them delivered. We need to pray for them, love on them, and bring them in. Because what he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Jesus is love. Everywhere Jesus went, Jesus brought forth change. Amen? Jesus wasn't trying to start discord. Jesus wasn't trying to damn nobody. Jesus was trying to heal, deliver, and get people set free.
Thank
but
you,
I understand
Jesus.
We're in a new day in church. Amen. Hallelujah. But to God be the glory for our salvation. That's why Jesus had to come and redeem us back to God. Amen. Because the first Adam messed up. The first Adam messed up. The second Adam messed up, which was Moses. Somebody catch that at pillow talk time. Somebody catch that down the road. Hello, somebody. But the third Jesus had to come. Jesus, the Son of the living God, had to come and redeem us. The Word had to come to redeem us back to God.
Amen.
And the blood had not been shed, there would have not been the remission of sin. We want to point fingers at the alcoholic. We want to point fingers at the drug addict, amen, when we're supposed to be praying for them. Why? Because the Bible says those which are strong, we're supposed to bear the ferment of the wicked. Uh-oh. Somebody gonna catch that. Now, I'm quite sure I get some comments on that later on. Down to
okay.
But thank you, Jesus. Amen. But set up a friend with them, we damn them to hell. Like we got a place to put somebody. And half on their way to hell anyhow. Sitting in church, sitting in the house, singing in the choir. Sitting on the deacon board, sitting on the missionary board, sitting on the minister board, and going to hell anyway. Why? All because you don't have the commandments that God has put in us, which was love thy neighbor as thyself. My God. And it was something how when Cain slew Abel. He literally lied to God in his face. What he said, what the word said? It says, God came to him and said, why does your brother's blood cry out from the ground? And his reply was, am I my brother's keeper?
Exactly, but he is.
Tell us somebody, we are our brother's keeper. We're supposed to pray for our brothers and sisters. We're supposed to nurture them. When they're falling short, get them up again. Why? Because the Bible says a just man falleth seven times, but a righteous man get back up again.
Amen.
Hello, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. And this is what I'm talking about, Sister Phil. This is what I'm talking about right here. I want to go to Matthew, the fourth chapter. And this is why the church has some. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. It's not every church, but some churches have lost their power. This is why leadership is out of order.
Right.
All because they have a form of godliness, but yet deny the power thereof. They forget that they are human, and they're going to make a slip. But when you don't act like you're not sleep with all the women in the church. Don't act like you ain't having sex with all the women in the choir stand. You know what you're doing, they right, and got a wife. Uh-oh. I'm just saying, and the elect lady come to church, and the women in the church ready to fight her all because you done slept with half the women in the church.
Okay.
This is what the Lord is saying. Matthew, the fourth chapter, verse 17, it says, For that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Amen. That means we need to get to back, as the apostle wrote that book, fall down on your knees. Matter of fact, we don't need to fall down on on our knees. We need to lay flat out on our face before God.
Okay.
Say, Lord, here I am. I'm and make it before you. Save me, O God. Forgive me, O God.
Yes.
Lord, I've been a discord among the brethren. Lord, I've been gossiping. Lord, I've been cheating. Lord, I've been lying. Have mercy upon me, thou son of David.
Jesus.
Oh, y'all don't know who come out. Repent for the
Jesus.
Kingdom of heaven
is at hand.
Jesus is soon to come back.
Mm-hmm.
But we yet still messed up.
My goodness.
We want to do what we want to do during the week, and then when it comes Sunday morning, I got to get myself together.
You know?
I got a wife at home, but I'm going to go over here and see Sister Susie. I got a husband at home, but I'm going to go over here and talk to Johnny.
Okay.
The devil is a lie. No exempt. Let me tell you something. I understand that we are human, but we cannot use that as a crutch.
Nope.
To do what we want to do.
Yep.
What is it? If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face. See, first of all, we don't want to seek the face of God all because that's causing something to be broken. That causes us to be naked before him.
Okay.
Hello, somebody. And we really don't want to repent all because we enjoy what we do. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us.
Yes, Jesus.
We are in a day and time that the people just want to do what they want to do and think they're going to heaven anyhow.
That's funny.
When I'm preaching holiness. I'm preaching holiness. How can you preach something when it's a lifestyle that you live?
Amen. Say it again.
Holy, I am holy.
Right.
You got to walk upright before God. You got to be able to have a pure heart and be able to live clean hands before the Lord. You can't come before God in your kind of way. Yes, so you know we have to really show enough really get this thing together.
Yes.
Before the Son of God come back. No man
Amen.
Knows the day, the time, or the hour when Jesus shall return. That's
my
why
God.
It behooves us to be ye also ready. We take that as a cliche, and we take that as being just called out. Amen.
Right.
We have to be also ready for when Jesus come back.
Yes, we do.
We got to make we have our business straight. We got to make sure. The song say, get your house in order.
Mm-hmm.
Do it today. What is that? No man knows where and when. Get your house in order.
Amen.
When many people sang that song, man, I knew she had to been hearing from God. And when they sang, those were true songs of Zion that had life in it, that had revelation in it. Some of these songs now ain't got no life, ain't got no revelation, ain't got no exaltation. Hello, somebody. It's like I can put on these and go to the club.
Exactly.
Oh. Some of these gospel singers ain't been in the face of God. They just doing some stuff.
Yeah, making money.
And bring it to church.
Yeah.
I know a preacher sang the song, Rock Me, Jesus. Rock me all night long. What the devil? Lord, have mercy. You know, I said they need to make a serious church folk going wild. Because this new church, where is the reverence? Where is the fear of God? people have lost the fear of God. They lost the reverence of God. It was a time back in the day they would not call him God. They called him Yahweh.
Yeah.
They called him Jehovah. Because God seemed it was like too powerful, too holy just to go call him God. Now we do whatever we want to do. We drink in the church. We smoke our cigarettes on outside the church. Come to church for a meeting place, a dating place. And now they go to church just to get a buck and a shout.
Okay.
There is no word. Tune up the organ, tune up the drums. Hello, somebody. Bring the tambourine. Say, man, we're going to have a party. What they say, ain't no party like the Holy Ghost party because the party don't know about. The devil loose here. It's time for some true repentance, y'all. It's time not for being religious.
Amen.
God is looking for a church without a spot.
Glory to God.
And in this day and time, these folks got all type of wrinkles and blemishes. Uh-oh. But ain't nobody repenting. Ain't that the truth?
It is the truth.
Lord, help us be. I know. Oh, help me, Jesus. He told the disciples, he said, drop your net. And follow me. I will make you fishermen of me. Well, we want to follow the pastor that's a whore. But we don't want to follow the pastor that's walking upright, living right before God.
Okay.
Not too many people want to come over to pee up to mind where somebody's living holy.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But somebody's teaching you the truth.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. I feel something up in here, y'all. I'm
telling you. Way, Holy Ghost.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. Oh, I think this Sylvia, hold on.
861,
Sylvia?
Excuse me, I'm
going to call back in. Okay. My God. Sister Sylvia, what you think about these army veterans? What you think about these people?
I agree with you, Sister Daryl.
They're called and chosen, but they're so junky and messy.
And you can't correct them.
Oh, no, you better not correct them. You better not tell them.
Yeah, we...
My God, I'm maybe I wasn't supposed to talk about that, Lord, because these folks don't even want to press one on their mic. Hallelujah. But they're still worshiping. And then we still worshiping. We worshiping the Lord. We worshiping and edifying his word. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We still got to repent. No, I don't care who don't like it. I don't care if the Pope, I don't care who don't like it. We need to repent and ask the Lord to forgive us. Forgive us. You know you didn't wrong somebody.
Amen.
What they say, when you know better, you do better.
Right.
You know you're lying on your income tax. You know you ain't got no kids. You ain't got no kids. Oh, my God.
Talk the truth. Talk the truth.
Now, when you notice someone IRS beginning to shut down, somebody's scheming the land in IRS.
Okay.
It's messed up, y'all. Why? Because people have lost the fear and the reverence to God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to stay on the winning team. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it like that. I'm going to stay on the winning team. Amen. One of my spiritual mother always told me, she said, hell is too hot and eternity is too long.
Okay.
Oh,
amen.
God, my God, my God. And you know, that's why when I go to certain places, I have to do what the word of God. When I enter into a house, I first bind up the spirit of religion.
Yes.
I bind up that old traditional spirit. I need that old out of the box stuff that God do.
Thank you,
that
Jesus.
Out of the ordinary, God just want to just random, just you know, whoever He want to speak, whoever He want to teach the priest, He said, "You gonna preach today."
Amen.
We ain't gonna. As a matter of fact, the north can be so hot to where therefore they forget to collect offering. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. One day my pastor did that. The service got so hot, he couldn't do nothing. Couldn't nobody do nothing. Didn't even collect the offering. He said, "If you want to leave the offering, just put it on the altar."
There you go. Amen.
Oh, my God. My Lord. Hallelujah. We got, you know what? It's the spirit that has been loosed in the land, y'all, that the enemy don't care who he use. He don't
no,
care
he
who
don't.
He use to come against you. He don't care who he use to sabotage you. But guess what? We got to know, we got to do what the Bible says. Bind the hands of the enemy. We got
yeah.
to first bind the strong man. The strong man is jealousy. Amen. We got so many people that are here jealous of people who don't make no sense. The same God.
It sure does.
Hello.
That's right.
We serve
That's
the
right.
same God. We supposed
yes.
to be serving the same God.
Amen.
And it's just messed up how churches, they just fighting against each other, denomination fighting against each other. We got to cut this mess out. God ain't pleased with that.
That's right.
You got most people straying away from the church than it is folks getting saved.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
It's already been a great falling away. You got pastors stepping away from the ministry. They don't want to pastor no more.
Yeah.
They lost their drive. And it's important in this season, you cannot lose your drive. We have to continue to lean on our faith before God, continue to pray, continue to seek the face of God. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. And I really and truly thank God. I don't know where my birth is. She just left me out here by myself. But that's all right. Person left me up about myself, but that's all right. I love her anyway. Amen. Hallelujah. But I just really and truly thank God. Amen. Continue to pray for our apostle. Amen. Oh, I think this is my brother. I think this is her. Hold on. Let's see if this is her. Error code 313.
Hey, Prophet Sanders, Sylvia, out there. I haven't left you by yourself. I'm just sitting and listening and enjoying. I'm just enjoying you too, Charlie. I've been here from the beginning of the show.
I love you, Mother Bertha. I love you.
I love you too. You didn't need my help. You doing what the Lord telling you to do. You teaching.
Amen.
Oh, my Lord. I'm so serious, my brother. It's time for people to start repenting.
Yeah.
You know, the thing about it that people don't want to repent wholeheartedly. They want to give God something, but they don't want to give him everything. And one thing I noticed about God is a whole gentleman. God is a gentleman. He ain't going to throw himself on you. And guess what? One thing he's going to do, he's going to open up doors and everything for you, and he's going to close some doors.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
But you think about this, my birth of this repentance thing. What you think about it? Give us your input on this repentance.
Well, you know, we know the definition of the Bible. The Lord says repent means to turn from. When you repent, ask for forgiveness, we're supposed to turn away from that sin. And when we repent, our minds are to be changed for the better. We are to amend our ways, and we even have to repent for our past sins, because a lot of times we have hurt people and wounded people and even killed people with our tongue from the words that come out of our mouth. And we have not repented, and some of the words that we have said have turned people away from God. So we have to repent and ask God for complete forgiveness. And when we can be asked for complete forgiveness, that means a change of mind. Your mind is transformed to that godly mind. But as you were teaching on repentance, the scripture came, Luke 15:7. Jesus said to the disciples in the parable of the lost sheep, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. And as I was talking to Sylvia on last night, I told her yesterday I was just overjoyed because we led one lost soul to Christ. A backslider came back to Jesus on Friday that the devil was trying to take out. And the devil was mad because he thought he had that soul. But the angels in heaven was rejoicing when Anthony opened his mouth and you led him into the sinner's prayer and he accepted Christ back as his Lord and Savior. And the Amplifier says, thus I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one especially wicked person who repents, change his mind, alter his ways and misdeeds, and determines to enter into a better course of life. That's all repentance is. Entering into a better way of life. Jesus is the bread of life. And when we accept Jesus, we have accepted a better life. We accepted life eternal. We have everlasting life. We have all the benefits that God has provided for us through the shedded blood of his son, Jesus Christ. That's our hope. That's the better life. Let this man be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Peace. That's the passion of all understanding. Joy, love, happiness. We'll be able to bear anything that the enemy throws our way when we totally repent, change our minds, be transformed and renewed, and walk as disciples and go out as Jesus has commissioned us and make disciples. We become fishers of men.
Yeah.
All things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. True repentance from the heart means to have a new mind, a new walk, new hands, new feet. As I'm telling you, say, how did you feel when you come out the wilderness leaning on the Lord? I felt brand new when I came out of the wilderness. And it's time for us to come repent, come out of our wilderness state, come out of darkness, and let the light of God shine through us.
Amen. Amen. You know what, my brother, you said something, and when you was talking, the Lord dropped this in my spirit. The reason why some of us can't be free and be delivered and set free, and the reason why God ain't accept our repentance are because we have not forgiven our brother.
That's right.
Let me read this real quick. Matthew 18:21. It says, Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? He was asking a question. Till 7 times. What that verse 22 says, Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee, unless 7 times, but until 70 times.
70 times seven.
We have to forgive if we want to be forgiven.
Right.
Yes, Lord.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
We have to forgive.
That's right.
It's important that you forgive.
Mm-hmm.
You may never, never, never forget, but you must forgive.
Yes.
And guess what? Forgiveness means not to bring it up ever again.
Right. That's right.
That means love. If they slapped your mama, guess what? You forgive them. Never to bring it up. Like my auntie. Oh, my goodness. If my mom was on here, she'd be like, boy, you need not to tell that. But my auntie jumped on my mother and blackened my mother eye to where my mama's eye was closed. She busted a blood vessel in my mom's eye. My mom got a forgiving heart, and I think that's why I get that, you know, just forgiving people and just moving on is a good thing.
Right.
But I know it comes from God. But my mom, I saw my mom forgive her. So she, my mama still go over this woman's house. My mama still hang out with her. And I see when I go around her, it just be like, this woman blacked my mom. I've literally jumped on my mom. And my mama still love her. My mama still go over there and bow with her and do this and do that. You know, and that's when I said, okay, Lord. But when she did that, and when it was some years along the line, years down the line, when she came over to my house on the west side, they did a drive-by shooting, and she got shot in the back.
Wow.
She got shot in the back. And not only that, the bullet is still enlarged in her back.
Jesus, a reminder.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells me that the Bible really meant what it said when he said, vengeance is mine, says the Lord.
Yes.
When he said, touch not my anointing and do my prophets no harm, he meant just what he said.
Yes, he did.
But we got to have a forgiving heart. If anybody listening to this show today, you need to forgive people.
That's
to
right.
Hold up your own blessing. Thank you, Father.
Amen. That's right.
You wonder why you're going through hell because you ain't forgave. You got unforgiveness up on you. We have to
That's
forgive.
Right.
Forgiving is repentance. Forgiveness, oh, my God, oh, my God. That's the first sign of repentance.
Mm-hmm.
Forgiving so you can be forgiven. If you
and
forgive,
that's what a lot of people don't do. They want to be forgiven, but they won't forgive.
I felt that in my birthday. I felt that. When you forgive.
And Jesus gave us confirmation of that right there in that same scripture you're talking about, say Matthew the 18th chapter, the parable of the unforgiving servant. He
mm-hmm.
owed the king. And the king had commanded him to sell his wife and children and everything and pay him. But then the king, the servant fell down and worshiped and asked him to have patience. And the king says, okay, you let him go. And then he goes right back, and the man owed him, and he won't forgive the man, and he won't allow the man time to pay him. So what happened? The king saw it, he heard about it, and he told him, I forgave you, but you can't forgive your brother.
Right.
And he had him locked up. And he was tormented until he can pay the king what he owed him. And that's the way it is with God, as you said before. God said in his word that if we can't forgive our brothers, then he won't forgive us.
Right.
We'll walk around being tormented because of unforgiveness, wondering why things are not going right, why we can't prosper. Has sin of unforgiveness is blocking everything that God has for us.
Yeah.
I don't know why the Lord, it's something that God is really trying to get us to understand, that in this day and time, in this season, we really need to grab a tie hold to the horns of the altar.
That's right.
We don't have time to be wasting time.
No.
This is a day and time that if you want to live, you got to forgive.
Oh, that's right.
Because unforgiveness will bring sickness. Unforgiveness will bring on cancer. Unforgiveness will bring on high blood pressure. Hello?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And all that stuff will come into stress. Stress you right on up out of here.
Infirmities. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
And our greatest example of forgiveness is in Romans, Jesus, the Lord said that while we were yet sinners, Christ died. That's how much he loved us.
Mm-hmm.
Love. You got to love with the love of God in order to be able to forgive your enemy and to love your enemy. While we were yet running around here on our way to hell, living any kind of lies, he loved us so much that he looked beyond our faults and he saw our needs. And he died so that we could be connected and reconciled back to God.
Amen.
That's love and forgiveness. Love and forgiveness walk hand in hand.
That's right. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. If you want to get in on this conversation with us, amen, why don't you go on and just press 1 on the dial, amen. Glory be to God. If you know somebody that need to be forgiven, that need to be saved, amen. You need to give them the number, amen. Give them area code, what's the number? Okay, area code 646-564-9818, amen. Tell them to call in, amen. Because there is a word from the Lord, amen. The word of God
yes,
is going for, amen. Hold on, somebody calling me on. Let's see who this is. Eric Cole, 313, your mic is hot.
Hi, Prophet Daryl. How is everyone today? This is Cynthia.
Well, we're doing wonderful.
And you know what? This is so much of confirmation. I was trying to plan a family reunion, and something popped up between two people, and I had to really pray about it, and I had to ask God to help me be the somewhat of a referee, somewhat of the mender, and put it before his throne to help me say the right things to people so that they can love and forgive. Because our family reunions are supposed to be that. And in just starting out, it can't be wrong. We can't start it on the wrong foot. So I'm enjoying listening to what you guys are saying. This is so much confirmation. And I just want you to pray for my family and my family reunion as we walk forth and begin to have conference calls and Facebook pages to get it organized and go forth.
And you know, before I came on the show today, my older brother, called me before I got on the show today. He had never called me, and I've really been asking the Lord to really work on him, you know, and work on our family, all because family is important, amen. And I know we all have done something wrong. Come on, my brother, pray for restoration for family.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah. Lord, we come lifting up families here today. God, we know that you honor and you love families. God, when the devil can come in and divide and destroy families,
Jesus,
he has accomplished his goal. God, you said in your word that a divided house cannot stand. God, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But God, you came that we can have life and have life more abundantly. And Father God, we ask you now in the name of Jesus to restore the love and the unity of oneness back into the families. Father God, let them love one another as you have loved us to the point that you gave your life, oh God. Cleanse us, O God, in your precious blood. God, let the spirit of repentance fall upon these families. Oh, God,
yes.
And let unforgiveness take root in their hearts. Oh, God, we take it up right now that they'll learn how to walk in love and walk in forgiveness, oh, God. God, because
yes.
time is going nigh. And, God, too many are falling away from you already. They're dying without even knowing you. They're dying without even having a chance to ask you for forgiveness and to make it right with you. They're dying before they can even make it right with those that they have loved and the loved ones that went on. God, because when it's all said and done, and you call those home that they love, they can't ask for forgiveness and to get it right. So, God, while they're yet in the land of the living, let repentance and forgiveness come upon the families, oh, God. Let us love one another as you loved Jesus when you walked this earth, and Jesus loved the disciples. Father, bind them together in the unity of oneness, because where there is unity, there is strength. God, we thank you now for the love and the peace and the joy that you are releasing over our families, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, that they walk in oneness, oh, God. Oh, God, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. God, we come against every plot, every scheme, every treacherous trick of the enemy. We cut it off with the sword of your word, oh, God. And we say it all time and place. Never to return again. And oh,
yes,
God, we release the joy and the garment of praise of all these families, oh, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we give you glory, honor, and praise in advance for the work is already done. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless your name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. I just want to play this.
Come on and praise the Lord, everybody. Come on and bless the Lord in this place. Come on and put your hands together. Come on, we want the people of the earth, the nations, to declare his glory and his majesty. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
You get around and tell somebody about Jesus Christ. find yourself telling somebody about the Lord. Amen. Because we got what time to find out. And it ain't long than it has been. Amen. It's getting nearer and
yes,
nearer.
Right.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
And you know that we got our business straight, that we got our house in order. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Heavenly Father. Oh, my God. God is just so awesome. Amen. I know I can hear the Spirit of the Lord said, if we would just witness to two people a day, and just
tell
them what God has done for you, hallelujah, He'll make easy and successful your way. Amen?
Yes,
amen. Hallelujah. Yes, God, your servant is here. Yes, Father. Oh, my goodness. Now, I just heard the Spirit of the Lord. I don't know who it is, and maybe they haven't called in yet. Amen. But I heard the Lord say, when you go back to the doctor, they are not going to see what they thought they saw in your body.
Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
I heard that. Hallelujah.
They found something
in your body.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Thank you, Jesus. When you go back, they will not find it in your body.
Amen.
They can give you a full body scan. They ain't going to find no lump. Hallelujah. When they take your blood, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your blood going to come back normal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I heard that. And I don't know who this is. Amen. Oh, my God. All right, Lord. Please, Father. Amen. I heard the Spirit of the Lord said, somebody getting ready to come home from prison.
Jesus.
I don't know who it is. Amen. They've been in there. They time with us. And the Lord said they're getting ready to come home. They didn't do what they said they done. They prove it and lock them up anyway.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
My Lord. Thank you, Lord. Somebody has really been having real eye problems. They've been having problems in their eyes. Hallelujah. Look like almost you couldn't hardly see it. Like a thing that look at glory. Hallelujah. Only thing the Lord told me to tell you, only thing you have to do is go get some water and wipe your eyes. Come on,
Dave.
Thank you, Lord. The Lord said He's going to restore your sight back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He's going to give you back vision, amen. Hallelujah. You ain't going to be wearing glasses. So that's the Spirit of God. I heard that.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Somebody's in the hospital room.
Hallelujah. And the doctor told them that there is no more. They gave you the best medication. But God said He's getting ready to give a miracle.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's getting ready to give a miracle. Hallelujah.
Lord,
thank God. And so, yes, God. All right, Father. I'm going to tell you this. If you're listening, the Lord said that, oh, my goodness, you are expecting some money to come back from the state. This is some big money that you, it looks like a law, I don't know if it's a lawsuit, but it's getting ready to be a big check. Hallelujah. I just see 0000000. Mm. You get ready to get back from the state. And the Lord said is getting ready to come quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Jesus.
My Lord, I wish I was your friend. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody getting ready to
thank
be blessed.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. And I don't know who it is. God said somebody was in a car wreck. Hallelujah. You was in a car wreck. Hallelujah. And you have not got the settlement yet. God said it's on the way.
Yes, Lord.
God said it's on the way.
Yes,
they
Lord.
Was in the wrong and they knew they was in the wrong. You getting ready to get that check in your mailbox.
Oh, glory, glory, glory.
Oh, my.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. But the only thing God requires of you is to bless his people.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I want to tell you this. I don't know who this is for. The Lord said you're trying to get your business afloat here. But you, oh, my God. The reason why you can't get your business afloat are because you keep sharing your ideas with people that don't even have your best interest in heart. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Lord says, shut your mouth.
Jesus.
It's a man and it's a woman, hallelujah, that's trying to work against this business here. It looks like, oh, my goodness, what is this, Lord? A beauty supply store, some dealing with hair, hallelujah. The Lord said everything going to be all right, but you got to stop sharing your vision.
Thank you, God.
Now, somebody's talking about going back to food. The Lord said if you would just sit still, he will make a way where you go back to school for free.
My goodness.
Oh, my goodness. My brother, I see money all around you, my brother. You need to say money above me, money in front of me, money all around me. Hallelujah. You need to say money come to me. My brother, the Lord is really getting ready to bless you like never before. You ought to say money. Come to me.
Money, come to me.
It's coming
money,
quick.
Come to me. Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Money, come to me. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. That's his chronic back pain. Somebody is having chronic back pain.
Uh-huh.
God is healing you. The pain is so severe, it goes all down to your legs, but God said he's healed you. Yes, Lord. 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 I said, as God said, Marcus, your brother, he's heard your prayer. Say, your brother, I come to the Diosa. He said, I did the Diosa. God said, all is well.
Thank you, Lord.
All is well.
Jesus.
Jesus. I heard your prayer. I've answered your prayer before you even spoke out of your mouth, says the Spirit of God.
Jesus.
I have placed to share the wrongs, and says the Spirit of God. No more will the witch tamper with him, says the Spirit of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
God says you will repent or die, says the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. To your name, God.
Now, I don't know who this is.
Have mercy, God.
I don't know who this is, but It seemed like you've been having sharp pains going down your right arm. Well, if it's my left, then, oh, my goodness. Okay. It's not your right, it's your left arm. Here, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
but the Lord said you would not have a stroke and you would not have a heart attack. Hallelujah. Because I felt the shortness of breath here. And not only that, I felt the shortness of breath, but I felt the chest pains here, so said the Spirit of God. But everything going to be all right. Hello, somebody. God is sending a healer back. Somebody been having shortness of breath here. God is getting ready to renew your lungs. God is getting ready to restore your lungs. God is getting ready to restore the lungs. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, somebody got a real bad sinus problem. You have sinus real bad to where you get them big migraine headaches. God said, oh, my Lord, hallelujah. If you would just wave your hand across your forehead, you're going to begin to feel the sinus drain, and it's going to dry up.
Hallelujah. Healing balm is here. Yes, Lord. The healing balm is here. Yes, Lord.
Somebody here has been really have abdominal pain. You've been having severe abdominal pain. God said that if you would just begin to, oh, my God, to eat you some yogurt. If you begin to eat yoga and drink water for the next 3 days, he's going to heal you.
Oh, God. Jesus.
And somebody that couldn't even go to the, oh, my goodness, Lord have mercy. Oh.
Oh, Jesus.
You couldn't hardly pass a bowel movement. You haven't had a good bowel movement here. It seemed like your mouth had locked, hallelujah. But I dare you to drink you 3 caps of olive oil. And God is going to allow your mouth to flow like running water.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh, I believe God.
Yes, Lord.
I believe God. I believe the report of the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Faith.
Oh, bless your name, my God.
Faith. Yes, Lord.
Have faith.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, ma'am.
Jesus. Have faith, says the Spirit of God. Believe my word, says the Spirit of God. I have never left you. I've always carried you. Oh, when the time was hard, I was there. I carried you through the storm. Don't quit, says the Spirit of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Keep the faith. Yes, Lord. Somebody want to give up, but God says keep the faith. Let go of that shot. They ain't coming to your feet. Oh, you go of that shit under your feet. Don't turn your back on God.
Don't turn your back on God.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
You know what, my mercy. When you were saying that, the Spirit of the Lord said it was a preacher. It's somebody that's been called to the ministry. Matter of fact, he was chosen. You've been picked out for ministry. That's why the attacks are so severe. The attacks have been so severe for the past 6 months here. You got to do what God has called you to do.
Jesus.
You cannot, allow this season to go out and don't do ministry.
Yeah, God.
God has forgiven you. You need to forgive yourself and forgive others and move on so God can use you. You wonder why you've been having these visions. You've been having these weird, crazy, off-the-wall dreams, all because God is trying to get your attention here. It's not the point that you're getting ready to die, but you're getting ready to die spiritually. Yes, God. Lord, help me, Jesus. I'm going to tell you this. It's a bishop. That's who it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus.
God got his hand upon you. He's chasing after. He's whipping you all because, oh, my Lord.
Jesus.
The Bible says it's dangerous to put your hand to the gospel plow and look back.
Jesus.
If you look back, turn into a pit of salt. But if you will stay in the will of God and do what God has told you to do,
yes.
Stay focused. You have to stay focused in this season. I know it's hard. I know it's been rough. But hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on and hang on in there, for the best is yet to come for you, sir.
Amen.
It's a prophetess. Prophetess, you listening to my voice. Prophetess, you listening to my voice, and I want to tell you this. Hallelujah. The reason why, oh, my God, it seemed like all hell is breaking loose in your family are because you will not stand firm what God has showed you to tell your family.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
You have to stand firm. I don't care if it hurts them. You have to tell them. Thus says the Lord.
Lord.
It's dangerous to disobey God. Lord of God, you have to obey him.
Yes, Lord.
You have to obey the voice of the Lord.
Amen.
He has shown you through his word. He has shown you through visions that you are called to be a prophet.
Jesus.
You are chosen. I'm sorry. You are chosen to be a prophet. You were chosen to be a prophet as a little girl.
Thank you.
Now, do what God has told you to do. You have been chosen. Prophets are chosen by God.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
You already lose sleep here. Your sleep is already disturbed. You already had illnesses in your body. Yes, I know the most, baby.
Jesus.
But God
Jesus.
Has healed you.
Thank you, God.
Well, there's getting ready to be another storm come if you don't say, yes, Lord, I do what you tell me to do. I say what you tell me to say. That's why these migraines come.
Jesus. My Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
Your will be done, Lord. Your will be done, Lord.
It's dangerous.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
Your will be done, Lord.
I don't know. My birth, I just heard this. It's the woman that's listening. And her son is running rampant. It just seems like every time he get out of one situation, he gets right into another one. Jesus. But I heard the Lord said, if you will press one, we will intercede on you for your on your behalf. Yes, Jesus. Your son has been running rapid. It just seemed like he cannot getting into everything. But if you would just press one, God will move.
Jesus. Father, as you said that, the Lord said it's a spirit of death on. Jesus.
You know you cannot handle it.
Have mercy on him, Lord. Have mercy, Lord.
You cannot handle it by yourself. You have some folk praying with you and praying for you. You want to give up and throw in the towel, but baby, you cannot give up and throw in the towel. It's worth fighting for.
Have mercy, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
You probably say, I got three children. I got four children, but he just seemed like he just running wild. But God said, if you would just step out and expose the enemy.
Yes, Lord.
And just renounce him and let the devil know you cannot have my child.
Have mercy, Jesus.
You already had the dream and that they had the vision that he was dead already. Oh, my God. In a cold sweat, but God said, if you would just expose the enemy.
Jesus. Oh, glory. Oh, glory.
God is just so awesome.
Oh, glory to your name, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Ah.
Jesus.
And I want to say this, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Sometimes I don't like ministering to people about their children or because they say, how you going to minister to you ain't got no children? Well, I got a whole bunch of spiritual children. And they act like my regular children. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
But I want to say this. I want to say this. Parent, if God got his hand up on your children, stop worrying about them.
That's right.
You cannot give God your children and start worrying about them. I'm very concerned about my children. I'm my spiritual children. I got two goddaughters, amen, Lily and Erica, and I love them young girls. Amen. But guess what? If I'm going to give them to God, I got to let God work it out for them.
That's right. Hallelujah.
God is just so amazing. God can take care of our children better than we
can. Yes, he can.
Why? Oh, because he's not going to allow nothing to take him out. He ain't going to let him, but he'll put him down.
Yes, he will.
You know how to bring them to their knees.
Pay attention, yes, he will. Hallelujah.
And when parents ain't obeying, you know how to bring us to our knees.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. You know how to call us to our faith. And that's what he's doing now. He's calling parents back to their faces.
Yes, Lord.
Didn't I?
Yes, Lord. Look at me.
This is a day of time. Oh, my God.
To Jesus is real.
Let me get back on my face before God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Some people, my birthday, they just don't, I don't understand when people are going through, why you just can't say, I'm going through, I pray for me. Don't leave me out.
Right.
When I'm going through, amen, most of the time I don't tell people, but when the Lord, when I know I cannot handle it, I'm posting it up on Facebook. Pray for me.
Amen.
Amen. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
I really can get in contact with the Lord, and the Lord answer prayer. So many people stuck up and so shut up in pride. This ain't the time to be prideful. You
Amen.
Got to lick that pride demon.
I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. You know you need some help. You know. To God be the glory. I just really, truly am excited about what God is doing. Amen. Remind me, I can't remember, I think it's PSMI.org or .com or something. So I'll feed into Apostles Ministry, amen.
Amen.
Into his ministry, amen. Let the men of God know that you thank God for him. Let them know that you have grown spiritually. You have grown spiritually since you have been listening to him, amen. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. I appreciate each and every last one of you all that have even sold the seed and donated to my ministry, and I thank God for you. Amen.
Amen.
I
praise God
abundantly. Amen. Because I'm on the board with Apostle. Amen. Anybody that ever sold a seed into my ministry, God has blessed them tremendously.
Praise God. Praise God.
The Lord told me when I first started out with my ministry, amen. He said, anybody that sow a seed into your ministry, I'm going to bless them.
Praise God.
And we appreciate it. Anybody that has not sowed a seed into PSMI, and the Lord bless, and I thank God for it, amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I got to get back on my seed sowing, amen. Because when you find good ground to sow in, you need to sow. Amen.
That's right. That's right.
PSMI is good soil ground.
Yes, it is.
I can't sow it to no ministry that ain't got no good soil. If the leader stingy, that means all the other folks stingy.
That's right.
And what I know about Apostle is not stingy at all. Amen. He freely, he gives. Amen. And that's what we need to be found doing, found ourselves giving unto the Lord in this season. Amen.
Amen. That's right. Giving it shall be given back to you.
In good measure.
Press down.
Shaking together.
Flowing
over. Men will give them to your bosom. Amen.
Yes, they will. You cause it to happen for you. I'm a witness of it. Yes, it will.
And you know what? I am a firm believer that when you turn it all over to God, God can work things out in your favor.
Oh yes, he will every time.
You could be my pastor told a testimony on Sunday. He said that he was in a restaurant. Him, his wife, and his kids. Of course, he has teenage children. He got grown children. And he said that him and his wife and the kids was in the restaurant having food. And they went to go pay for their bill. The man told them that, oh, y'all bill already been paid for. Somebody just walked up and said, I want to pay for their bill over at that table.
Praise God.
Paid their whole bill off.
Jesus.
That's favor.
He'll do it. Yes, it is.
You can be in the grocery line and somebody's like, excuse me, I'll take that tab. Don't worry about it. I'll take that tab. I believe God for that.
Yes, that's right.
Food is going up. The price of food is going up. Amen. We don't need somebody to want to sow a seed.
Amen to that.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
The price of everything is going up.
Oh, yeah. But I know who ain't going to suffer from it. That's the believers.
That's right. The righteous. That's right. God takes care of them.
That's
all
right.
Those that are walking upright.
That's right.
Jesus.
And let me tell you this, my brother. It is a beautiful thing to be running with the Lord.
Yes, it is.
You may have some times when you're going through and you're suffering. But if you will suffer with God, he'll reign with you.
Yes, he will.
It's a blessing to suffer for the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Yes, it is.
God, oh my goodness, God is so amazing. He is, oh my
truly
goodness,
amazing.
He
is. Yes, he is.
So amazing, so amazing. Listen to this, y'all. Right now today, I think it's been about, I want to say about 10, 11 years now since my mom been asthma free.
Praise God. Amen. Praise
God. She's been asthma free. And I thank God for that lady. And I really truly thank God that my mom has, half the stuff she has been experienced. People, I think, couldn't nobody experience what she's been through, amen. Raising four boys by herself, you know, without no male role modeling. Well, I really truly thank God, amen.
Praise the Lord.
For all that he has done and what he's about to do in our lives, amen. And I bless God on today, amen.
Jesus.
A lot
Jesus.
Of people, they called in today, but they didn't press one. I guess they didn't like what we were talking about, my birth. I guess they didn't like talking about repentance and, you know, maybe we should have been talking about something else. Or maybe, because I'm not a apostle, I don't know. I love him, but I love everybody. Amen. I don't have no...
Hey, don't worry about it. You did what the apostle asked you to do. You walked in obedience.
You had them thinking, that's all.
You did. You spoke the word. God spoke to you. And you know what the word says. Some is going to receive it and some is going to reject it. But the main thing is you walk in obedience to God. And we love you, Prophet Sanders, because you are faithful and loyal to the ministry. Not just to Prophet Shakespeare and him asking you to do things and being there for him, but you are faithful to the ministry work of God.
Amen.
And you do it without murmuring, grumbling, and complaining. You do it with your heart. And that's what God honors, and that's what God loves.
I thank God for allowing me to meet everyone in Pierceton. I thank God for meeting my birthday, man. And when I first called her, I called her my birthday.
Yes, you did.
Amen. So that's what the Lord gave me for. Amen. And she is a mother of many nations. Hallelujah. Yes. She is truly a mother of Zion. Amen. And she's a jewel in my pocket. Amen. Thank you,
amen.
Jesus. And I can't wait to the gathering. Oh, my goodness. I don't know what apostle I'm doing about the gathering. Amen. But I can't wait to go to the gathering. I cannot wait to go to the sanctuary. Oh, my God, I'm
amen,
so excited.
Amen.
I am excited. I told
amen.
The pastor, my mom,
great expectations.
I told the pastor, I can save me some money, amen, so I can get me some of that material, amen, from the sanctuary. Amen. And I'm most definitely going to do my best to try to do everything in my willpower to sort of see and to... TSMI, amen, because I really have grown spiritually, and, you know, I have learned so much from Apostle. I have learned so much from that man to God. I really appreciate him. I appreciate him for taking me up under his wing, amen, trusting me with his rainbows, amen. You know,
and he don't
have to do that. I just thank God for him trusting the God in me. Amen. To carry out this kingdom building for him. Amen. Because see, some we need to be helps one to another. Amen. Men and women of God, we have to get a rest. Hallelujah. Amen. Because we
That's
pull
right.
out those things of God. When he preaches and teaches, he preaches and teaches from his soul. Amen. To where
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
The strength, amen. And so we pray. Matter of fact, let me just pray for our apostle. God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you. God, we thank you for everything that you have done. God, we thank you for our apostle Michael Shakespeare, God. God, we ask you to bless him even the more, God. God, we ask you to restore the joy. God, we ask you to restore the strength back into his body, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke and bind every hand, every backlash. We come against anything that's in the God. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to restore him, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, give him a speed of recovery, oh God. in the name of Jesus. God, rebuke them, oh God, and be a pawn out to your people, oh God. God, we ask you to strengthen this body, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just ask you to just make them whole, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, do it for your glory, oh God. Manifest yourself in his life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we come against any retaliation of the enemy in the name of Jesus. God, do it for your glory, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. God, we know you can. We know that you will, oh God.
Glory out of it, oh God.
Don't forget about angel, oh God. God, we ask you to continue to strengthen her, oh God, as she travels with her dad, oh God. In the name of Jesus, continue to keep them covered with the blood of Jesus, oh God. God, we just ask you to continue to add to his life, Son, in the name of Jesus. Continue to add to the ministry, oh God. God, we even ask you, Lord God, to send him some more help, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we know you're God. God, we know you're able to do it. See the abundance above our world that we can ask for everything. God, do it for your glory. In Jesus' mighty name. God, take them through, God. In Jesus' mighty name. And bring them back to us, oh God.
Jesus.
And
yes,
refresh,
God.
Oh God, in Jesus' name. God, do it for your glory. In Jesus' mighty name. God, we love you, Lord. God, we tell you, thank you. Now, God, we ain't going to wait for the body's over. But we're telling you thank you right now. We thank you in advance. We worship you in advance.
Thank you,
we praise you in advance, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. God, for your glory, continue to look on the members of PSMI, the true church, oh God. Continue to bless one by one, name by name, and person by person, oh God. Increase in large state territory.
In Jesus' mighty name.
God, we thank you now, God. God, we glorify you. We magnify you. In Jesus' mighty name, oh God, have your way in his life. In Jesus' mighty name,
glory.
Amen, and thank God.
Amen, thank you, Jesus.
God, Apostle Michael Shakespeare, amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah to your name.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Yes, Lord.
That's why the men and women of God need some anointed intercessors. Hallelujah. Somebody know how to get stuck with God.
Hallelujah.
We need some folks that got our cell phone number. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, you need somebody that's able to get in contact with that bosom phone, that phone that's hidden in his bosom.
Okay. We have time for Althea to cover you in prayer.
Yes, ma'am.
Althea, cover Prophet Sanders in prayer. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, merciful King Jesus, Father, Lord, and Savior. Father God, we thank you for the wisdom that you have shed upon our souls right now, Father God. In the magnified name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior. Father God, we lift up your appointed and your anointed, Father God. One of your sons, Father God, that you have adored, Father God. Father God, the one that you have stretched wide and high, Father God. The one that you have thrown in the fire in the name of Jesus, Lord and Savior. The one that came out with any smoke and any shins here, Father God, in the magnifying name of Jesus. You called him, Father God. You created him, Father God. You call him your prophet, your mouthpiece in the name of Jesus. We lift up your son, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Daryl Sanders before you, Father God. We thank you for the oil that's running down him right now in the name of Jesus, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, Father God. We thank you for every word that was spoken through his vessel, Father God. In the name of Jesus, that will strengthen your people. In the name of Jesus, Father God. So we thank you for using them on this day, Father God. So we asking you to restore him now, Jesus, to strengthen him, Father God, in the magnifying name of Jesus, so he can endure and persevere, Father God, for what's to come in Jesus' holy name. We thank you for the love of Christ that's in him. We thank you for your compassion that's in him, Father God. In the magnifying name of Jesus, Father God, make every crooked way straight before him, Father God. God. Heal him, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Heal his family, Father God. Anoint each and every one of them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Cover them with the blood, Father God. In Jesus' name, renew their heart, renew their mind, Father God. In the name of Jesus, bless their bloodline, Father God, that they continue to produce prophets and prophetess, Father God. In the name of Jesus, continue to produce men and women of God in the magnifying name of Jesus. Continue to anoint him, Father God, in the name of our Father, our Son, and our Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, he is sealed by the blood of the hen lamb. No weapon formed against him shall prosper. Any word spoken against him in judgment shall be condemned, because he is the servant of the Lord thy God, and that's a promise you have over his life. He is sealed in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just really, truly, I am so excited, amen. I thank God, amen. I thank God for y'all sticking around, amen, and calling in. I thank God for y'all. Y'all don't have to do it, amen. I really and truly appreciate you all, amen. I probably don't teach like Apostle Shakespeare, amen, but to God be the glory, amen. I probably don't know all that Apostle Shakespeare, amen, but I really and truly thank God for what I do know, amen. What I know, amen, will help you make it through the year, through the day, amen.
Yes,
will help you make it through the week, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No, I am a firm believer that God is pleased for what went forth on this show today, amen. Thank you, Jesus, amen. And if anybody got any comments, you got any prayer requests, amen, but this is Worship Wednesday, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And if you want to call in for prayer, amen, you may so dial area code 646-564-9818. Again, the number is area code 646-564-9818. Amen. Press 1 on your dial, amen, and we will intercede on your behalf. We will minister to you, amen, as the Spirit tells us to. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we thank God, amen. There's a lot of people that drop out, amen, but to God be the glory. We really and truly just thank God for what's to come. It's better than what's been, amen. And delayed don't mean denied.
Yes,
amen. A lot of things has been delayed, but ain't been denied, amen. So guess what? It can come up again, amen. Hallelujah. And I bless God. I bless God each and every last one of you all for calling into this show today, amen. I thank God for all the ones that even called in and participate. Amen. Hallelujah. My mercy, Celia, Athea. Amen. Thank God for you guys for calling in.
God bless you.
Thank you, Lord. And remember, we must continue to tell the dying world that there is repentance. Amen. That they don't have to continue in their sins. Amen. And I come to know that one thing for sure, that you will fall again. But if you fall just for having to fall, get up.
That's right.
Don't get stuck in your pitfall. Oh, my God, I felt that bad. Don't get stuck in your pitfall, but get up. Dust yourself off and move forward. Amen. Because one thing I come to know, God is a forgiving God. He's not like man. He will throw your sin in the sea of forgetfulness and will not remember them no more. So
yes,
if you ever had some thrown in your face, you just know it's just a trick of the devil trying to rub your past in your face. But when the devil reminds you of your past, you make sure that you remind him of his future. Let him know that he can rather be bound for out through eternity.
Yes,
coming out, I say God. Hallelujah. Let him know that he can spend eternity in a lake of fire. Amen. We got to know that we are more than conquerors. We got to know that we can do all things through Christ Jesus that's within us. Amen. I don't care what the things they bring to you. Only thing God wants for you is something good. Hallelujah. The things that the Lord has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We give glory and we give praises and worship to the most holy and wise God of our lives. Amen. And I thank God for y'all. Remember, call me tomorrow. Apostle will be back. And for the fact, amen, we just have to give our apostle some rest, amen, because he has been missing the word of God. Amen. And just remember that this day is going to be the best day of my life. And continue to remember, God is making us brand new. God bless you.
God bless you all.